Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. How about Friday's here already? And next week is a holiday week. So we got it going on this morning. Probably going to be like a holiday show here. Probably a holiday show all the way through Wednesday, I would imagine, right here on ESPN 97.5. Because we really have no sports to talk about. All we have to talk about is how crappy our teams are. How, man, and it's baseball. I've never seen baseball this quiet either.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little quiet.
I wonder what the hell.
It's like I don't want anything to happen.
No, you know something. You know he's gone. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that.
And Brantley might be back. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Yeah. I mean, to lose George, I'm just coming to terms with that. That's a sad thing. You know, we really didn't have George that long, if you think about it. What, he came up in 14? Or was it 13? I think it was 13. Because I was doing a show with Charlie, and he would get... No, it was 14. Because we started doing the show in fall of 13. And then we didn't. That would be spring.
It's easy.
That was spring of 13.
This is easy to figure out.
Yeah, you can just Google. It's spring of 13. So George came up
14.
He did?
Came up in 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Georgie, it was, that's not that long.
Mm-mm.
6 years?
Yeah.
7 years?
7 years. I mean, 7 years, and, there was a time, though, and Dell turned his whole career around. He was going to Boston, and he was a 250 hitter, Dell. And I had said something about, is this what George Springer is? And then, and we just have to accept that George Springer is a 250 hitter. And Dell was like, no, he's got to take off, and he's got to, he's got to be better now. What did you say that?
What I did was I looked at his numbers and I was like, man, I've been hearing a lot about Springer. Is this what he is? Are we gonna get off the whole George is the next great one, or is he got to find a way to be better? I mean, he was, like you said, he was meh. And I just said, I've been hearing a lot about Springer being this guy, and he hasn't been that guy. So what's it gonna be for George?
What's it gonna be, boy?
And I'm not taking credit, but from that point, George Springer became the player that a lot of people expected him to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just happened to coincide with that conversation we had.
Yep. How many homers does he have?
For his career?
Yeah.
I would say 170.
174.
Okay.
174. 361 on base, 491 slugging. Which is pretty good. Yeah, 852 OPS.
That's a good OPS.
Yeah, it's a good OPS.
I mean, for his early years, we're probably lower.
Did you see Brian McTaggart did something the other day of guys, Astros, that aren't in the guys who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame and aren't?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that? McTaggart did something the other day of guys, Astros, who in order, who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Was Puma one?
Puma's one. And Puma didn't even make it past the first vote.
That was a little disrespectful. When you look at his numbers and everything he's done from an OPS to RBI standpoint, his consistency of level of play at a consistent level over time. I mean, Lance Berkman deserved more. I'm not going to tell you he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if that's
– Well,
I don't know if I can guarantee that.
There are guys with worse numbers that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I mean, he deserved to go way further in the process.
Yeah. No. That he was out.
That he rolled off the list.
How much higher?
First time out is outlandish.
How much higher is Lance's OPS than George Springer's?
I mean, I'm going to say Lance's career OPS.
Yeah.
God, he couldn't have been a 900 career, could he? I mean, I remember I've looked it up. I think he is. I'll just say 890.
943.
Golly. Career. That is a really high career OPS.
943.
Now, he did play during the steroid era, so there's a pretty good chance Lance was juicing.
There is zero chance that Lance was juicing.
I know.
He didn't care enough.
That's one guy. Why would I do that? Yeah. Why would I want that to happen to me?
Career 293 hitter versus George, a career 270 hitter. I mean, that's apples and oranges, George Springer and him. But just, we love George Springer. We love what George Springer has done. And Puma is head and shoulders
right
above George Springer. Head and shoulders above George
Springer. But he was pretty beloved.
Puma was beloved, yeah.
His personality, everything else.
Now, this whole, it's amazing, though. Amazing how Puma, this career, and that he had so little, that the media and these voters had so little appreciation of what he did throughout his career.
It's true. And playing with Bagwan Biggio hurt him. There's no question. Because that's attention that's taken away from him. But yeah, just as an aside to a segment here that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
Lance Berkman deserved way more attention.
Yep,
way more attention, and all the numbers say it. His consistency says it. A switch hitter, he ended up winning a World Series. Had clutch hits in postseason. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it is just ridiculous that he is so underappreciated. That's our guy. That's the Puma. And unfortunate. Well, that's neither here nor there. George is probably gone, and it's so little going on in baseball. There's a lot going. Well, I don't know. Apparently, according to Tim McMahon, the Rockets are they know they're losing James, and they're resigned to the fact that James is gone. But they ain't going to take pennies on the dollar.
Good.
Yeah.
I applaud them then.
Yep.
They're doing the right thing.
Well, but here's the problem is whether or not you're going to be able to get, by the time the season starts. Now, it'll be interesting to see if he pulls an AD, an Anthony Davis, and says, I can't play. And now all of a sudden your hands are tied. Now all of a sudden, because that is the only leverage James has. That's it. Because they could send him anywhere. Now, if they send him to a Sacramento, because Sacramento comes up with the best deal, what does that tell other free agents out there? If you're going to treat James Harden that way, I'm never going to Houston.
You mean the same James Harden that got extensions with 2 years left on his contract, supermax extensions? Yeah. He got treated just fine. James Harden
That's not what they will remember.
What will they remember? It's a trade. It's a business. If he sits out, then I don't think any free agents. I think the whole thing about what a free agent's going to. I think that's so overrated. If their money is. They want to either have a chance to win or play with somebody they really like.
Or make a lot of money.
Or make a lot of money. And the money's green everywhere. And they don't have any state income tax. You make more money here in Texas. Right. If all things are equal, you want to play in L.A. or Texas, you make way more in Texas.
No, this is a great place to play. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you make way more money in Texas.
Well, I say, you know what? Again, Daryl Morey was like, we can't get free agents to come here anyway. Big names, they ain't coming here. Guess what? This is not a huge market. It's not, like we said, it's not West Coast. It's not East Coast. It's not coastal. Well, except Galveston. We got
Jack. We do have the dirty third. Yeah,
we do. True. Yeah. So we got that. So that coast. But
Galveston's nice. It's, remember that time where the water turned kind of regular color for a little bit?
Right.
Yeah. Remember we had that run where the water looked regular?
It was almost a one day.
No. It lasted like a whole week and a half.
Did it?
Raheel. Yeah. It's all Raheel could talk about. He was very excited about it.
Yeah.
He was going to go down there. He took pictures in it.
I don't remember the same way, but okay.
Yeah, we had, it was, for whatever reason, it wasn't, didn't look like mud. It's back.
Yeah.
You know, it's back.
Right.
It's back. But when it was nice like that, people went out there and took a lot of pictures, sent it off. They were tagging NBA players like, come on out to Galveston. Look at this water.
James Harden got to dictate the Russell Westbrook trade last summer. Tillman Fertitta liked it too at the time. Don't get me wrong. James Harden was the driving force behind that trade. That was no secret. Harden doesn't get to say where he's traded. Basically, forced the Rockets to take a package that is 60 cents on the dollar for a perennial MVP candidate. It starts a package for Harden. And listen, this thing has accelerated a lot faster than anything. We understand. What the Rockets are saying is we need a young franchise cornerstone type player. And a Drew Holiday-like package of picks.
I loved it. Rafael Stone knows what he's doing way more than I expected. because that's exactly what you should be doing. And if you're not, you say, go F yourself. Yeah. We don't care. Sit out, James. Then you won't get paid this year. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll just take our losses.
And he's going to get paid.
It doesn't. Yeah, I'm sure he'll fake an injury on a step back or whatever.
You can't ever.
We're going to go through an MRI, and then you got a Hakeem Olajuwon situation.
Yeah. Well, but you can't tell backs.
It's a short off season. Aggravated, trying to come back and get ready. My back hurts.
We can already sense what the injuries are going to be.
Yeah.
But you can't let James. You know what? You've done so much for James. Seriously, like if this is how they treat James, treat him like what? Let him hire and fire coaches. Let him make multiple trades. Let him get rid of X guys he doesn't like. And Daryl Morey was, Daryl was an enabler. Daryl let it all happen. Yep. Tillman and Les and Daryl, they all let it happen. Yep. They treated James like little King Joffrey. He got anything he wanted. Anything he wanted, James. This would be the first time they would actually take a stand against James. And it's for the betterment of the franchise. It's for the franchise. You're saying we're going to choose franchise over James. I applaud that. It should be franchise over player. Always should be.
Then they shouldn't be talking to the Nets because they don't have a young star.
I know. It's got to be a three-team, unless it's a three-team trade. Unless it's got to be a three-team trade. Now, the problem is the discussion we had about young star, like who's trading their young star as part of a deal for James. Because one of the things that, and Jeff Van Gundy brought it up, and we always just work off this assumption naturally, if you got a guy who's 30 versus a guy who's 23, well, that other guy, like there's only certain people that would want a 30-year-old guy who makes a ton of money right now.
Yeah, but
starve for a star or starve for somebody who can help you get over the top?
Well, I would. There's a lot of teams that will give up a young cornerstone player for a James Harden right now. I mean, for example, a Ben Simmons. That's a young cornerstone. I think Philadelphia would do that right
now. Well, yeah, that's Daryl, though.
But even if it wasn't Daryl, anybody would do that. Anybody would give up Ben Simmons for James Harden.
Yes.
Yes.
Smart people would.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, young cornerstone players that have a... Now, Ja Morant and Zion Williamson might be a little bit different, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no chance those teams do that.
Right.
Although, the Zion, I don't know 100%. I get the Zion's got... I just wonder if they're a little nervous about Zion. Ja Morant, no.
They wouldn't do it because in 3 years, do we think James is going to elevate... Can elevate you to 50 wins. We've seen that, but are the Pelicans and the Grizzlies James Harden away from winning a title? They're going to pay James and still not be good enough to win a title. That's you have to include that.
Right.
The Sixers would do it because they believe they have a championship level team. They're certainly paying guys like they should be winning a title. The Grizzlies timeline isn't on Harden's timeline. He's got probably 3 years left of being a great, great player. I don't think the Grizzlies are going to be good enough to win a title with him in 3 years. So they got a lot of young talent they want to develop. So Philly's the perfect example. Ben Simmons is the perfect example. They got veterans across that roster, and they believe they should be winning titles.
Right. You know, and I may rethinking it. I don't know that Ja Morant would. I don't know that they wouldn't do Ja Morant.
I'm not saying they wouldn't.
James is a better player.
No, but
it doesn't matter for what they have. They need somebody who's less expensive and who could be with them for the longer term.
For a decade, they want a job.
James wouldn't stay with them for beyond his contract.
Right.
He would jet.
Right, right, right. And you don't know Ja might too.
Have him for
he
at least.
Could, but he's got a chance to make his big.
There's big money, yeah.
Contract to money.
And that's like 6 years as opposed to the 2+ that James would have with them.
Right. So you don't need big money if you want to buy a Ford. Not today. Not a Chastang Ford. That's my peeps over there. As a matter of fact, you don't need anything down, zero down, if you want to get this at $499 a month for this XLT right now. It's unbelievable, the deals that you've got going on right now. Or you can get it for $28,999. And you can customize your payments. They're going 5, 6, 7 years. It's ridiculous with the deals that you can get at Chastang Ford right now. It used to be 5 years max. Now they've gone 6, 7 years. You're like, wow, That is unbelievable. So I can customize my payments exactly where I need them to be. And this is what they do every single day at Chastang Ford, especially Chastang at Home. They're really proud of their Chastang at Home because you find dealerships you ain't going to be able to buy online. You're just not going to be able to, people, because they're going to say, oh, no, you got to come in. And by the time it's all said and done, you're spending $3,000-$4,000 more on all of the different things that they upsell you on. And they're not doing that at Chastang Ford because they just – Patrick, I sat with him, and he said, well, that's not a way to start a relationship with a customer, with somebody who we feel is going to be part of the Chastang family. So if you're looking to get that kind of deal and you're looking to get that kind of relationship with your dealership, it's Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here we go. You better watch yourself.
Better watch
with the light, with the mics on.
Watch it.
Garrett makes a good point. That's my man Garrett. Says George got us something Biggio, Bagwell, or Berkman could not. Ring, baby. Ring.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's true.
That is true. That's something, and maybe that's why George is so beloved, especially since he was World Series MVP, of course, in when he was in L.A., hitting those home runs to win the series. They were banging trash cans, right? They weren't. They were banging trash cans in L.A., Dell. You don't know that they weren't. Did you hear? No.
I was agreeing with you.
Oh, you were? I thought you were saying, no. So, yeah, I mean, that is one thing about George. Our Texans, we do a pick 'em, right? Every week we pick all the games. Mm-hmm. I took our Texans this week. And I don't know why, because the Patriots can run the football. They've been playing better these last couple of games.
I won't say that Cam can throw it on a consistent basis. That is one area that can be hit or miss. But it's not like our secondary stops people.
No.
You can exploit.
No, you can. Here's the thing about our defense is you can run on us and you can throw on us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. And that's the thing that makes them special. Now, the one thing that is going to fly under the radar, but Jacob Martin is back. And I think Jacob Martin does make a difference as a pass rusher. I think Jacob Martin is a pretty good pass rusher. Hmm. That's one of those little small things that he could have a couple rushes that lead to plays, sacks or whatever, that get you off the field, things like that. The question's going to be,
him or Cam?
Who's bigger? No, it's Cam.
It's Cam.
Yeah, it's definitely Cam. Cam's so
when
like
you get there, you still have to tackle him.
Jacob Martin's in the 230 something. Well, off the edge. I bet he's in the 240s now. Yeah. High 230s to 240. Cam's bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam's 100% bigger. Yeah, there's no question. But the question's going to be, how do the Texans attack the secondary of the we know they can't run. Texans can't run the ball, so that's out. Why are you picking them?
I forget. No, I literally forget why.
I mean, I'm starting to figure out that they are 2-7 for a reason, And it really has to do with football. There's not a bunch of injuries that, you know, it used to be you could just say, well, I mean, if Deshaun's gone, you get it. Yeah, that's a big deal. Well, JJ's not here. Well, this guy's not here. This guy. Now it's like, well, Fuller's here. JJ's here. Deshaun's here. Cooks is here. You're healthy on the offensive line. What's the deal here? Why are you seven?
Well,
losses?
I know why.
I guess it's because we're not good at football.
Well, I know. No. Because
in Bill
Belichick's press conference.
Yep.
He said, you know, the Texans are a really good football team that has a really good defense. Those were his quote. That's a really good football team, and they got a really good.
Maybe
defense.
He's doing that just like Lou Holtz. I tell you what, Navy's going to be one of the toughest games we get all year. People don't talk about.
There's no question
Navy.
That was it because. There is, by no standard, I mean, Charlie and Joel went through this, and they played it, and they were incredulous to what he said. I was incredulous to something Romeo Crennel said earlier this week. When asked why the Texans didn't run the football well, he said because they didn't have a preseason. Because...
Yeah, I don't. I'm not comfortable with that.
I'm
not comfortable with that.
So, wait a minute. So did Minnesota have a preseason?
Yeah, that's why.
Did they have a preseason and the Texans didn't?
I get that you can say you get off to a slow start or whatever. Okay, that's fine. Maybe you got off
to
a slow start.
The Titans had a preseason, didn't they?
No.
They didn't have a preseason? Then how can you run the football?
You could have had a million preseason games. If you played 10 straight preseason games, David Johnson's not gaining any more yards than he gained. You know what David Johnson gains? It's what we call he'll get what's blocked. And that's it. David Johnson will get what's blocked. And sometimes he doesn't even get that because sometimes you have the edge blocked and he is just, he's like carrying a bank safe on his back. He just can't get there.
Did you see another milestone for D-Hop?
I don't want to hear D-Hop.
The youngest player in NFL history to get to 700 catches. And he beat out Larry Fitzgerald by, I don't know, so many days. to become the youngest player to 700 catches.
Shout out Rick and Gary for bringing in D-Hop when they did.
Great pick. Shout out to Bill O'Brien for getting rid of him before he, you know. Yep.
And getting
definitely, now don't we always talk about this with the Texans, that they hold on to guys too long? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now when they get rid of a guy
before
you know, he's done, before his career's over and you can't get anything for him,
mm-hmm.
Did they not get a second rounder and David Johnson for him?
Well, it turned. What they basically did was they traded him for Brandon Cooks and David Johnson.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks and David Johnson.
Does that sound like a good trade?
Yes, it sounds like a great trade.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. 700. Here it is. DeAndre Hopkins is 28 years and 166 days. Larry Fitzgerald, old man, 29 years.
Neither one of those guys are fast. Larry Fitzgerald was a 4.5 something 40 coming out. D-Hop was. It just goes to show you the ball skills and competitive nature and understanding how to win routes is the key.
Well, I think Jerry Rice proved that you know what?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a fast.
Although Jerry, that's one of the things that everyone talks about is how we all know when the ball was in the air, Jerry had a different gear.
Yeah, he did.
He must have had a bad day when he ran his 40 because all I saw on the field was Jerry could run.
Yeah. No. He was, there's no question. See, what I like here is how everybody right now is so behind Tillman. He put out a tweet, congratulations to our culinary team, operations team, and our partners at King Ranch on the successful opening of our brand new King Ranch Texas Kitchen in Houston this week. Spectacular look, food, and service. I'm going to go there. At King's Ranch looks like good. And everybody, it seems, is so excited about anything that Tillman ever says right now. Looks nice. Here's Allie. Looks nice. Now sell the team.
Most of them are sell the teams.
Oh, I can't say that
you
one.
You can't say a lot of them.
This is why I bleep and hate this dude. Spend money on your other ownership. It's called the Houston Rockets. I thought Houston got rid of cheap owners. I think he meant AKA Bud, Drayton. You don't run a sports franchise like a restaurant. Blah.
It's everyone.
Everyone. Sell the damn team. Go into the tax or sell the team. Apparently, if you go into the tax now, you're a good owner. And if you don't, now Tillman retweeted when
this is
when the Golden State Warriors picked up Kelly Oubre.
Bobby Marks, who used to work for the Nets, now is one of the financial guys as far as NBA stuff for ESPN. He tweeted out what it would cost to bring an Uber if they just brought him into their trade exception. Now, they could send out a guy and would lessen the tax, but it would cost them $80 million this year to bring an Uber, the Warriors, considering salary and then the cap and the tax and all
and
that
And the
stuff.
Taxes on it, right.
Yeah. And Tillman retweeted it. For whatever reason.
Well, maybe it's saying, you see, people, when you go over the tax, this is how much it costs.
That's, people don't care how much it costs you.
No. No, 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 no. No, no. People do not care. But Tillman, I think, was looking at it going, yeah, I got to educate these people. When you get a player like this and you're over the tax, look how much it costs. Look how much it would cost me. And everybody's like, we don't give a rat's ass about your money.
Although there was a sports talk host that when Tillman tweeted that out, he goes, this looks great. I can't wait to go here. This looks delicious.
Well, John just said that.
No, no, no. We're talking about the.
No, he's talking about when.
I'm talking about your first tweet that you. Yeah, the King Ranch. King Ranch looks amazing. This looks like a great place for all of Houston to go eat. You should all eat there, Houston. I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, what are you getting gift cards?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. And then another host pipes in. I better get an invite. And like, what? What are you guys doing here? Text.
Well, I did say I want to go there. I do.
Yeah, he just said that.
I've heard it's pretty good, but that's another thing. I didn't tweet it up. So, 14.4 million of Oubre.
Well, you don't have a blue check. Million in taxes. Even if you said you wanted to eat there, it's irrelevant because you don't have a blue check.
You're just a random piece of crap.
62 for his $14.4 million. It would cost them $68 million in taxes.
Which would make the total.
So 82. I think that's why Tillman, I was trying to figure out, why would Tillman retweet that?
Yes.
But I think he wants to educate everybody. The look finances. How much it costs.
Yeah.
And you know what everybody says?
Shut up.
Shut up and spend the money.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors tax bill currently is $66 million. Bringing in an Oubre would up it to $134 million.
Yeah, because there's levels of how much more you spend over the tax. You get, like, it's triple.
And if you're a repeater, it
affects
you too.
If you're a repeat offender like the Warriors, they're not playing fair.
Yeah, that's
all they care about is titles. They don't care about how much it costs.
Warriors, come out to play! Yay!
Boy, I'm glad you finally got a chance to fire that one off, Dell. You hadn't had a chance for a long time.
No.
Don't worry.
Thoughts and prayers to Klay Thompson's career.
I know, right? Is the Uber thing done?
That it's not finalized, but that appears to be what they're doing. Speaking of things that weren't finalized, shout out to the Bucks and the Kings for getting investigated for tampering, for announcing a deal that wasn't really possible 4 days before you could. So now they're getting investigated.
Yeah,
and Bogdanovich is like, I don't really want to play in Milwaukee, so I'm not signing any.
Everyone
deal anyway.
Assumed he had already signed it,
agreed to at least.
Yeah,
and he's
or
like,
yeah, agreed to it. Yeah.
He's like, no, I didn't agree to anything. I'm gonna go on the market. And now they're getting investigated for tampering. That's not good business.
Mm-mm. So you think they need – Uber is a good scorer now. What does he average? He averaged 18?
He's a good player. Now the thing people will point to is say, well, when the Suns went on their run in the bubble, he wasn't around. That team that went 8-0 did it without him. So maybe that's why the Suns initially traded him to OKC.
You know, there is something, too. I know people – I don't know how people view this. Sometimes it can be overdone, but there can be something to the fact that when one guy's missing, that a team plays well. Because it could just be something as simple as the distribution of the ball is different. Mm-hmm. There's different people getting shots, different people gain confidence because they're asked to do more, and so they naturally become more confident players. That can be a real thing. That chemistry thing of just one player being off the floor, that can be a real thing. So I think that's always something to keep an eye on.
And it's a 1 year investment for the Warriors. He's only under contract for this year. So I guess their hope is we'll have not a Klay replacement, but at least a viable scorer for a year. And then they can just hope and pray that Klay will be back to somewhat of his normal self. And they can deal with Oubre or not. They also have Wiggins on the roster. So a couple of enigmatic guys that if they bring them in, they're going to have to try to work into a pretty set system. So we'll see.
7:30 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. What they all need is more testosterone to play better.
Well, Men's T Clinic has taken care of. You don't have to be a professional. Oh, listen, professional athletes have plenty of testosterone. We know that. But you might have had it, and you might have been a really good athlete in high school and college, even on a pros. It doesn't really matter. Maybe you're just somebody. You say, I was never an athlete, but boy, my 20s and 30s were much better than right now, and that's from a physical standpoint. Well, why don't you go check out my friends at Men's T Clinic? What Men's T Clinic will do for you is they test you and they find out where your testosterone numbers are. And if they fall below the baseline of where you should be, then they can start treating you. Now, some people fall well below and some people are right there at the borderline. And Men's T Clinic has different treatments for different people. You have different types of needs. And the first advantage is you're going to see an increase in your energy level. That happens fairly quickly. But the second advantage, and the one you're really going to love for many of you, is that within 2 to 3 months, you're going to see a difference in body type. Your body starts to process belly flab differently, and you will see a big difference. It can have a big impact on your libido as well if that's an issue. But you just the drive that you feel in your everyday life is different. It's back to being what it was. And that's what they want to do, get you back to being the real you, not the you you are right now. Mensteaclinic.com. If you haven't done it up to this point, I don't know why you're waiting. Give it a chance because I think you're going to love the results. Mensteaclinic.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy today. And we can go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can see the lines. We'll use those lines. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. So we will do that. Let's do it straight up 8 o'clock though. Straight up 8 o'clock. 713-780-3776. You give a call, and if you're calling number 10, it's 713-780-3776. You're gonna play a Justin at 10 o'clock today. You have to pick the games. Justin went he'll tell you he went 0-4 and I went 0-1. I went oppo of what I thought. I thought the Bucks would win, but so I went the other way with the Carolina Panthers, and that was wrong. I should have gone with, because I'm really not very good at this, although I did have the Seahawks last night. I liked the Seahawks last night to bounce back against them after they lost. I knew Russell wouldn't play as badly as he did in the first Cardinals game.
Right.
And they were at home, and you know, the Cardinals coming off the big win. That was a nice play for Seattle. But I thought, you know, the Bucs coming off that loss last week where they looked really, really bad. The week before last, rather, and they showed. Look at in the NFL, if you look bad 1 week, chances are you're going to look pretty good the next. And the Bucs did, so I thought I'd like the Bucs, so I picked the Panthers, and that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah,
it was just the wrong thing.
But it looked okay for a while. It looked good for a while.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
It really did. And then the Bucs just slaughtered them in the second half.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I picked it right, Justin would have not lost a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's. Because the other guy, the guy he was playing, went 1-4, and he beat Justin.
Well, Justin shouldn't have disrespected the Dolphins like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lost
at some point, you're going to realize that defense is just too good, and that Tua really is riding on the coattail.
Particularly with Justin Herbert, rookie quarterback, going on the road. Hey, just don't disrespect the Dolphins. That's all, Justin. You would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, but Justin is a little disrespectful. No.
A little bit.
No. So, Justin, so you will pick five games. He'll pick five games. And if you pick more winners than he does, like if you pick one, then you are going to go to Del Frisco's with a $200 gift card and the limo ride there.
Do you have to, like, tip the driver since you contributed to Justin's loss? Like, so the winner doesn't have to, you do?
No, the winner does.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting in the limo with them. So,
do you have to make it up to Justin?
I don't make it up to Justin. No, he picked four losers.
You picked one.
You picked one loser for him the week before.
No, I was.
Yes.
That was a while back.
That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a little while back, though.
No.
That was in here when he was.
Didn't
gone.
You pick, like, Detroit or something to win?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah, it was week three.
No.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Either way, you both
he didn't want you because you picked the loser.
I know.
He said.
In his one good week, he went opposite of all of his own picks.
He went opposite. He was like, yeah, you lost it for me this week. I was like, you picked four losers.
I know.
Four. And you're blaming other people.
He blamed me. He's a blame pusher.
Yeah, he really is.
He's a deflector.
He really is. When he really is terrible at this thing. Terrible.
It's good for the listeners.
Our listeners.
$200, can you get a tomahawk? Because I don't know if there's anything better than a big tomahawk.
Oh, it is awesome. Yeah, you can get a tomahawk.
That's what I'm saying. Tomahawks aren't cheap.
No, they don't come cheap, but you know what? Damn. That feeds two people.
LeShane's
got it.
Well, actually, he didn't have it on the menu now, but it's usually like 144 or something like that.
Oh, is it really that much? I don't think
it's really expensive, but it's a whole. Well, his is a whole play. Like, it feeds three people.
Yeah.
Because he adds other stuff on there.
Del Frisco's, I think, feeds two.
Oh, easily.
But it's way less
than that. Cut it. I want to, like, hey, don't cut my steak for me. I'm not a little kid.
Yeah.
Every steakhouse cuts the tomahawk for you. They cut it off the bone and they cut it.
Yeah,
I know that's considered service.
Do you get the bone? Because I like to gnaw on it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can keep the bone there, but I like to cut my own steak. I like to, it's the feeling of cutting it and seeing what it, this looks beautiful. Why are they not up here today?
What do you mean, why aren't they up here?
Who, Del Frisco's?
With the steak this morning.
I know.
They brought it to John's house when we were doing a show from there one time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Haven't brought it since then.
Let's go.
Well, every week they should be here.
That's on John. Why are you talking about Del Frisco's? Talk to John. John's the problem.
You are the problem.
No, this is on Lacey for not bringing up. That's on her.
Oh, you're a blame deflector too now.
Yeah. No, that's on her. Justin. There's no question.
What is this?
How to embarrass four Bills. The three that went up with DeAndre and Bill O'Brien standing there looking at him.
He's number four.
He's number four.
They superimpose his face. Do you know when DeAndre made that catch, Bill O'Brien went viral? It was trending. He had over 9,000 comments at one point, and I think it went higher. As soon as DeAndre makes a play like that, immediately people, like, it's not a Houston thing. This is a national thing. Bill O'Brien, be careful what you wish for, because Bill's desire, if he just stayed coach, he'd still be coach. Even 0-4, he would have been coach. Yeah. Had he just stayed coach and not been GM, he would have just kept on rolling. We would have been talking about, like Bill O'Brien, we would have done the same thing over and over. But you do this stuff and you maul a team, everyone started to hate Bill O'Brien. He became a national joke as a general manager when he did that DeAndre Hopkins trade. It was so poorly thought of in all sectors that Bill O'Brien really hurt his own reputation.
Oh, he killed himself. No, he killed himself.
The Peter principle? You rise to the level that you're of your competence.
Yes, right. That's right.
And beyond that, get embarrassed.
Listen, I don't know about this, but aren't most offensive coordinators just offensive coordinators?
By the way, Jack Easterby slaughters the Peter principle.
Yeah, right. Aren't most offensive coordinators, isn't that what they do for a living? They're offensive coordinators?
What
they do. Their job.
Yes.
That they have one job.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What about head coaches?
They usually
What about head coaches?
They usually lead a team.
What about head coaches? Is that their job? They have one job?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a... Like, being a head coach is typically on the low end 60 hours, but really it's closer to 80 hours a week.
80 hours a week?
Yeah.
And then general manager?
Yeah, that's going to be about a 70 to 80 hour week of job, too.
So,
So
what do you think about being all three of those at the same time?
Ooh, man.
How many hours do you think that is? How many hours do you think that takes?
So, let's just go 70, 70, and 70. That's 210 hours a week.
210 hours a week? That seems like a lot. Seems like a lot more than one person should take on. I don't
know. Doing the math
and be competent at it.
Yeah, this is, let me see,
I'm not sure what you're implying, John.
I'm implying
there's 168 hours in a week. And Bill O'Brien, how much did I say? It's
210. So he's kind of behind by 42 hours every week.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there's not. I'm doing the math on this, and I'm coming up with a negative integer.
Yeah. I
came up with a negative integer.
So,
Bill.
But
I heard what you said.
But you know what? It's a good idea.
No, did you add? Well, he doesn't do cap. That's Jack Easterby's job to run the cap, right?
Well, I'm sure Bill. Well, he's.
They don't have a cap guy.
Well, they do have a general manager.
Actually, I take it back. They do have a cap guy.
Yeah, I mean, Bill O'Brien has to talk to the cap guy as a general manager, but I'm sure he had plenty of time to do that.
Let me ask you a question. Is this
and
at all
negotiate
like,
contracts? Yes, you know, but that's what a GM does.
I haven't read a John Grisham book in quite some time, but I am familiar with how lawyers operate, where they bill you. Does he get to bill the Texans as a GM, as a head coach? Like, he gets a head coach's salary. Did he bill them as a GM? Like, these are my billable hours. Mm-hmm. These are my billable cap guy hours. Like he's okay. This week I did billable hours was 92 with the GM, my GM job. And Cal just said, this seems high. I'm like, hey,
hey,
do you want, it's 92. Okay. Don't make me scream at you.
Yeah. And you know how many hours that also I put in as by the way, coach?
Your idea of Jack Eastbury's just going to get out of the way. That's over.
No.
See what Cal said yesterday?
Yeah, Cal said, he's going to be here.
He's going to be here, and he's going to be involved with the head coach. He said he's not going to be the GM. And everyone's like, okay, good. He goes, but he's going to be involved. I know, that's the most embarrassing.
So
he's
stupid,
he's showing the eating the W eating from the Jameis Winston. Yeah, Jameis. And he did that dance in New Orleans last week.
He did it when Drew Brees, did you
in
see
New
him?
In New Orleans, yeah, he did it. He's clearly knows it's kind of a meme. But, yeah, yesterday Cal McNair came out to Adam Schefter and then later to John McClain. And said, yeah, Jack Easterby is going to be directly involved with the head coach and the GM, which means he's going to be over them. And he's going to be.
No, that doesn't, first of all, they're that not doesn't gonna, mean that. That doesn't mean
what
that.
Does it mean?
It means working with them in
with
sports
what?
Nutrition, putting the carrots
no,
on
doesn't.
The salad
that's
bar.
That's not what it means.
That is
Jack,
what it means.
They are going to report to Jack.
No, that's not true. You're saying that you don't know that, though.
You don't know he's not.
No, but you don't know that he is. I'm not saying he's not. You're saying he is.
I'm saying that will end up happening.
Well,
I've been right on all this other stuff, and I'm telling you now, I already know what Jack's plan is.
There's no way the general manager is reporting to Jack Easterby.
Okay.
Yep, there's no way.
So when it's Scott Pioli?
Well, no, again, did Bill O'Brien report to Jack Easterby?
What did Cal McNair say yesterday? This falls in line perfectly with what I've been told is going to happen. Jack Easterby will bring in Scott Pioli because he said, well, the GM's going to decide his. Cal McNair said the GM is going to decide his role. What I've heard is that, watch for this. Cal, and I heard this from an agent who said this is the scuttlebutt around the league, is that the plan is to bring in Scott Pioli, who will then, in cahoots with Jack, lock Jack into a 5-year deal with him.
Oh, you know,
a long term deal.
Oh,
they will be the power.
Oh, no. I heard yesterday Jack Easterby doesn't have to be locked into a 5-year plan. He's already in a 5-year plan. No. He's got 5 years right now. Which is why Jack Easterby ain't going anywhere, is because Cal's got to pay Bill O'Brien and him.
Can we do 5 more?
Well, I don't think they're going to double it up. I think he's being compensated very well, and it's 5 years right now.
How do you pull this off?
How do you wash down that bad news, John? You want to just forget about all that bad news?
Well, I tell you, if it's good news, if it's bad news, it doesn't matter.
I think it's less about the money. It's more like Pioli protecting him.
Yeah, okay.
That's the goal is you protect
me. He's got a contract.
I'll bring you in. Here's what supposedly it's going to be. Jack brings in Pioli, okay? Jack works and does his magic. Pioli's in. Then Pioli will work behind the scenes to protect Jack, and then they will be insulated, and they will run the team.
Yeah.
If he does that, I mean, shout out to Jack for being, like, this is pretty masterful what he's done. If I take out the fact that he's helped ruin my team, and you think about what he's done, if you just forget the team affiliation, this is really one of the most incredible runs that anyone has seen. Mike Florio can't stop writing about it because he can't believe this.
No, it's unbelievable.
It's really astonishing what he's been able to pull off. And I'm actually being for real here. Forget the fact that I want the Texans to do well. What Jack has done is an astonishing. Alonzo Highsmith, like I said, has never had
an interview,
even an interview for a GM position. Jack is at a position where you couldn't even.
You can't. Like,
he has no. He has. No, there's no resume that has him at executive vice president of football. And look what he's been able to do. And the money he makes, I'm assuming it's good money.
Yeah, no. And he could spend it a lot on Coors Light. That's what I think.
I don't think he... I was at the media event with him. It was like iced teas.
Iced teas, yeah. Well, but if
That's
I was
business
him...
business time, though.
How would I spend that money? I would spend it on cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's how I would spend that money. I would spend it. Listen, you asked Dell, how do you wash it down? Bad news? Coors Light. How do you wash up? How do you wash
good
down?
News?
Good news?
Coors Light.
I mean, no, it doesn't matter. Whatever news. I mean, while you're watching the news, while you're watching sports, it's the official beer of washing down whatever you're watching. That's what it is. Whether your team is winning, whether your team is losing, whether you're betting and losing, betting and winning, playing poker, playing golf, whatever it is, it's the official beer. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. I'm going to have the Coors Light Twitch. I'll be talking to people on Twitch thanks to Coors Light a little bit later in the show. But here's the deal, and I should be drinking a Coors Light, shouldn't I? All you got to do is go is pick up 12 ounces, 44 ounces, 144 ounces. All you got to do is get a Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
748 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Beat the limo guy. And I already told you what time you got to call in at exactly that time. And be caller number 10, and you're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. And if you weren't listening at like 15 minutes ago, that's on you for being up late. That is on you and not getting to the show right away. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing I can do about that. All right? Unless I would tell you again what time it is, but I'm not.
I mean, if you've ever listened to the show, it's generally about the same time every week. So you can make a pretty educated guess.
We do it different times.
It's mostly right around here. So I'm just... Mostly.
Well, now people are going to call in every minute.
That's
though.
Fine. I'm not the intern.
Mostly, John. Mostly.
Right.
Did you guys, real quick, Gordon Hayward turns down $34
million. Yeah.
To me, that just says, I just want out of here. Because he ain't getting $34 million. I have a hard time believing Gordon. I mean, people spend their money. Basketball has never been great about...
You think?
Good quality contracts very often, but I just don't think Gordon Hayward's going to get that. I think he just wanted out of there, and probably rightfully so. It made a lot of sense at the time, but they've got so many good young players who have developed that he doesn't seem to have a real highly defined role. He's had injury issues. Is he a guy that you would look at if you were the Houston Rockets, if you're able to get rid of James? You got to take the contract. I don't really see how you can do it. I mean, you can't really do it because – you can't really get rid of money and just have that money disappear. You're taking money back.
Well,
you have to.
Apparently, according to Mark Stein, the Knicks, because this is a very Knicks move, are aggressively pursuing Gordon Hayward. So maybe he sees a multi-year deal, probably not at 34 per year. But the Knicks go, hey, we'll pay you 25 over three. Maybe he takes the long-term stability of that, because if he's with Boston, his value is going to continue to decrease. He's, what, now the fourth option on the team, and he can't stay healthy?
Yeah.
Give me my 75 over three. And I don't know what the Knicks will pay him, but apparently the Knicks are interested because the Knicks need a superstar.
Well, yeah, and the Knicks will pay stupid money.
Yeah.
They're stupid. The Knicks will pay stupid money. He's a star. They need a star. It doesn't matter if he can play or not. He's a star. The Knicks got to get somebody to – and it's amazing, though, a white guy in Boston really didn't want to be there.
Well, I mean, his first competitive game, he had the awful injury.
Well, 6 minutes into his first game?
Hasn't been good since.
No.
He's clearly their fourth guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, no, it didn't work out. There's no question about it, but he's still white.
Well, would think it would help the Celtics, city, but the city's different. The sports are different than Boston.
Is it?
No.
Is it?
Do you see their quarterback?
Have you asked Adam Jones
about it? Have you seen their quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, they're all on board with that after Tom Brady for 20 years.
But look at their record.
Look at their record.
Look what's there.
And look at their
record. Have you heard the fans like, Cam, that's our guy. Cam's our guy.
No.
I haven't heard a lot of that, though. No.
I'm pretty sure
the fans aren't at the stands, or you'd hear it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not in the stadium.
I mean, I could ask Adam Jones about sports in Boston and see what he has to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cam, he wears a scarf. He wears a scarf.
Have you seen this fruity quarterback we have who's got a scarf on?
And a fez on his head.
A fez. Yeah.
For God's sake. I never thought I'd see the day that we have a female quarterback.
No, but how about, I mean, he's not the first that has opted out. I mean, you're like, really?
No. But to opt out of that money.
$34 million?
Like, the Celtics had to go, wait, he just,
He opted out of
But isn't there?
Oh my God, this is the greatest day. He opted out of $34 million.
But isn't there a time when you just go, I got enough
money. Oh no, for
I
Gordon
be
Hayward,
where I be.
Yeah, for Gordon Hayward, it's a good move for both. For Boston, usually when you see these contracts, it's an automatic opt in because they want the money. This is that rare case where somebody opts out of probably more money than they're going to get. And for Boston, this is like, wow, look at you clear this space up for us. This
well,
is incredible.
Chris says they're working on a sign-and-trade with him, so he's going to get his money.
Well, that could be, but the problem is your sign-and-trade, I mean, you're going to have to be working with another team on what the contract is. Do you really think the contract's going to be more than $34 million a year mm-hmm. based on his injury history and where he is now? Who in the world, he doesn't have any leverage.
He's still, I'm not putting it past him to get that money.
Yeah, I'm not typically, but this is different
by the way, the Knicks.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, that's true. But let me tell you, they just dealt with a pandemic that is going to knock down their, I think by $10 million, right? It's by $10 million that they're going
to
take a hit.
The cap?
Yeah, it's not a huge amount, but but next year they're going to get hit again. There's not going to be the same amount of fans in the stands in December when they start. No. And I will also tell you that based on the way that college football and the NFL is trending, I think we're going to have a ton of basketball games wiped out by coronavirus. Because you start doing contact tracing in basketball, look how many games
Lance,
you miss.
They don't start until December 23rd.
They start in a month.
In a month. Guess what? December 1st, we're already getting vaccine.
But
the NBA is getting it first.
Why do you think that?
You do know that because
there will be a backlash if
you give
pro basketball players it first.
And guess what?
Now, I would love to see it happen.
Yeah, guess what?
I would love to see it happen for our business. But as a human, they should not be. It needs to go to people who have lung conditions, who have this, who have that. People who are likely to die if they get it because they're at such high risk.
NBA players?
They're not high risk, John.
To me. They're out there.
Tillman's bank account is at high risk right now.
The players are out there. You know, they're actually.
You keep saying December 1st. Who's going to be able to get this December 1st?
You don't think that they're susceptible?
Who's going to be able to get this December 1st? I heard the general public, you're probably not until February.
Hospitals are getting it.
If you're critical workers hospitals and stuff, yeah. Which is who should
critical
get it?
Workers, nurses, doctors, NBA players. You think that NBA players?
I'm going to ask.
You don't think that the NBA is going to go to Pfizer and Moderna and go, hey, here's some cash.
Well, they kicked in money for the saliva direct test, where they have that. Now that's supposed to be even faster than. By the way, that's supposed to be faster than what we're doing at Minute Maid Park. But here's a question for you. Some are going to see it as insensitive, and some are going to see it as a delicate thing, but. If NBA players are considered essential, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are. And?
Would it be the Chasers?
What? Oh, yeah. They've got to be vaccinated, too.
Right?
Well, no, because if the NBA players are vaccinated, then what? They don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Well, if I give it to a whole,
No, because you still get people.
Whatevs.
People get flu tests and get the flu too.
Get your own vaccine.
People still get the flu.
People don't still get polio.
I got to check on this, but I think you could still get. But people do get the flu despite having a flu shot. It just lowers your chances. It's going to be the same thing with coronavirus.
The flu shot.
I think you've got to get shots too.
And again,
the flu shot
doctors,
a vaccine?
The Chasers.
Is the flu shot?
He said,
Is the flu shot an inoculation?
I don't know. Doesn't it inoculate the flu into you? And if you get the vaccine, isn't it going to be a lesser strain anyway?
But can you play? Well, you still could miss games. I mean, I got news for you. Being sick, it's just like if you got the flu. When you hear somebody has flu-like symptoms, they usually miss.
There will come a time,
2 to 3 games.
There will come a time in the world when we won't be testing anymore for it. Uh-huh. If you get it, you get it. And you're going to be okay.
Well, I know, but if I don't think it's going to be this December when the season starts.
No, but.
And my point is, NBA teams. Where am I going with? What were we talking about? We were talking
Gordon
about money.
Hayward's money.
We were talking about money. Oh, yeah. NBA, there is a good chance. As a matter of fact, there's not a good chance. It is happening. the NBA is going to lose money this. I don't know if they're going to lose money, but they are not going to hit normal revenue this next year too.
So
they know it. They dropped from 82 to 72 yeah. games. That's why I don't know
but
if anyone's going to
vaccinate every fan as they come in.
Are you going to? Yeah. Hey, you anti-maskers.
So let me ask you this.
Anti-vaxxers, I should say.
When we didn't have testing, right? And the NBA wanted to play, and the NFL, the NBA wanted to play, and baseball players, and we didn't have any testing, right? Remember when we this country we couldn't even test anybody because we didn't have enough tests.
Guess
who got them first?
Who?
Pro sports. Guess what?
And people threw a hissing.
And what happened? They still got them.
That went away.
And guess what's going to happen with the vaccine?
Well, they got tested because they were
going to pay.
They got tested because they were going to be playing. The rest of us weren't doing stuff. I mean, we were essential.
Right.
You and I were essential. Bell, a little less.
Well, they worked. I didn't. No, I actually had to leave the house. They worked around it
But we got to work when we were safer.
Okay.
Well, you're safe in here. No one was here.
Yeah, exactly. But I left. I was brave.
You were like Will Smith and I Am Robot.
I Am Legend. Let's get the movies correct. Yeah. Let's not bastardize movies. What the NBA did is they got tests, but they also provided tests to the local community. That's how they kind of worked around.
That's how they're going to do the vaccine, too.
There you go.
That's how they're going to do the vaccine. And they're going to pay here, Pfizer, here, Moderna.
What I would do.
Here's more money.
Hey, why don't y'all slip? Come on, bro. There's only look how many of us there are.
But we're also going to pay for all the doctors in New York City.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay for all the nurses in New York City. Okay.
Well, if they do something like that, that'd be smart.
Yeah.
Right now, the way you're looking at it, how many times you have to take it? I haven't heard.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be, I think, at least twice, maybe quarterly. So... But you think about 15 players on every roster, it's 4,500. Well, then you got the coaches. But you're talking about 4,600 vials. Hey, just pull it off the back of a truck. Hey, it fell off the truck.
It fell off the truck.
4,600
vials. That's how I would do it.
I got you these 46.
That's how we're going to get them here at the station.
If you're interested, I got 4,600 vials of Moderna.
What I'm interested in
is
how many?
Asking for? 6.5 million.
What I'm interested in is how many beers we're going to have at the golf tournament, thanks to St.
Arnold. Well, I mean, that's your individual choice. Your body, your choice on the St. Arnold. And the St. Arnold is going to say, look, if you want to have one. Have two, have three. Once you get to a certain number, though, you need to have a driver. And that's and that's just being smart. You always want to be smart when you're having alcohol. But, man, it's so easy to drink St. Arnold. I don't care if it's in the summer when it's lawnmower or if it's in the fall/winter. Whenever you've got the Christmas ale that's out right now, they've got a bunch of hoppy IPAs, variety packs in grocery stores that you can get your hands on. And it's not just in grocery stores, obviously. You can go get them at different bars and restaurants when you go in. But how about right there at the beer garden in restaurant? This is a huge indoor-outdoor facility, and it is one of the coolest outdoor spots that I think it's the best in the city. It's really the best in the city. And it's properly spaced out because they have so much space. It's very properly spaced out. You feel completely safe. I was there with my son and daughter, and we had food, and it was the pizzas are incredible. The Bishop Burger, they have so many different things for you to choose from. The hot chicken sandwich, the hot shrimp, the flaming hot shrimp sandwich, the fire emoji shrimp sandwich. Check them out for yourself at StArnold.com. But for your beer, for your food, go to the Beer Garden. If you want to pick up these IPA variety packs, as well as the new Christmas ale that is out, get to your local grocery store, pick it up, and enjoy Houston's original craft brewery.
ESPN 97.5.